When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Well, we're certainly getting value for money out of Sam on his return and part of the sports desk this morning, I would imagine. Sam would feature a very important crosstown London derby this morning where one side prevailed and looked like a championship contender and the other did not.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think the result might have been easy to see coming, Smithy, as far as the who gets the points. But, geez, Arsenal moving 3 points clear at the top of the English Premier League. Very important boost for goal difference, too, should it get down to the business end with close scores. 5-0 victory over Chelsea at Emirates. That is, Smithy, you watched it. That is unbelievable in the context of the season.
It was. I mean, because they're playing under so much pressure, Arsenal. And this is a Chelsea side who hadn't been playing too badly of late, but just did not look part of it. They conceded relatively early goals. They were down, 3-0 at one point, and I thought, well, they'll take the foot off. They made a number of substitutions, Arsenal, and you think, well, they got this one in the bag and they'll take their foot off the throat. They did not. The quality just kept coming off the bench, and they embarrassed Chelsea, to be perfectly honest. Absolutely embarrassed them, so... yeah, as you say, that is a massive one. Because it's staring in the face of games that are coming up now, and it's saying to Liverpool, who play tomorrow, and Manchester City, who play the day after, what are you made of? Are you still in the race? Are you still in the fight? Because now we are at the top. Okay, you might have a game or two in hand on us, but we got those points. You've got to go get them. So I thought it was a real big statement game from Arsenal this morning, and a performance full of real quality.
Well, they're smashing the goal difference. Their goal difference is 56, and the next closest to the competitors is Man City with 44. So they've got themselves well out in front there. So as it stands, after playing 34 games, Arsenal on 77 points. So Liverpool have got a game in hand, and they're back at 77. So a win there can even the ledger. But, of course, that goal difference becomes a crucial factor there. And Man City, two games in hand, and they're back at 73 points, which is 4 points behind the Gunners. So intriguing stuff on that run home. But this feels like an important win if you're a Gunners fan. Don't get too excited yet. But, crikey, it'd be hard not to with a result like that. Now, Super Rugby, now the form hooker of the comp and one of my favourite players to watch on any rugby field, Safa Omoa. He'd be out of action for up to 2 months now. It's been suffering a knee injury in that loss, in the win over the Drua. He is the loss that comes out of that game at a Super Rugby Pacific for the Canes. Six test All Black. It's an MCL tear to his left knee. Could be sidelined for 6 to 8 weeks. Now, they've shown that they can kind of roll on no matter what. The Canes right now, and they're too good a position to worry about missing the playoffs or anything like that. But how big a deal do you think that is, Smithy, to have him out of action? Because he has just been such an explosive force this season so far.
Look, there's no doubt about that. I mean, he and Scott Robertson will be very interested in his recuperation too, if he's available towards the end of the season, and they'll manage him back in, because at the moment, on form, as you say, he's either starting or he's on the bench for the All Blacks. He has to be. Cody Taylor's form when he comes back, and gosh, Crusaders need him back to orchestrate some of their set pieces a little bit more accurately. But Cody Taylor, I would imagine, his first cab off the rank at the moment. But without playing, you don't know what kind of form or how up to speed he will be. And it's been a long absence. But for Asafa Omoa, that is one that Scott Robertson will be, I'm sure, very, very interested in monitoring as his rehabilitation continues. So, yeah, and the Hurricanes, they've got an easy one this weekend. This is a real test. Used to be one of the hardest things to do, to go to Canberra and win. Not quite sure the Brumbies are what they used to be, and the Hurricanes are certainly superb. But 4:35 on Saturday afternoon is a big examination of a top-of-the-table team.
Yeah, and interesting as well, if you're a Crusaders fan, by the way, very the news, just to rub a little bit of salt into the wounds, Aaron Cruden was on the Aotearoa Rugby Pod, and he dropped the news that he was pretty close to taking up an SOS to join the team earlier on, and you wouldn't mind having someone with his experience, would you, in those ranks. Now, that said, there is plenty of veteran heads within that team, but the decision not to go join the Southerners for a SOS stint was stability for his young family, with his wife expecting their third child. So
if he said no, does that mean Beaver's going to leave us shortly?
Well, listen, we know Beaver. He's been keeping himself fit. He's been working hard, and does not mind a paycheck, does Beave? So we can't rule it out. But he has been. We should say, right, at Super Rugby level, pretty loyal for some time. And I don't know. After he hasn't been gloating over the Crusaders in particular, but certainly, there's been a few of us relieved to see the Crusaders not dominating. And I'm sure any of us who have said anything like that wouldn't be thrilled about walking in the door and slamming teammates with them and having a look in the eye. So, don't rule it out. Listen, you heard it here. We can't rule out that Stephen Donald could be called up if 35-year-old Aaron Cruden has turned down that opportunity.
That's scary. Very, very scary prospect.
I think Beave would say the same thing.
I got a feeling Kimberley Downs would be more used to the Crusaders at number 10 than Stephen Donald at the moment, to be perfectly honest. And our partners are...
Oh, we love you, Beave. We love you, Beave.
On the run home at the moment. So, right, okay, what's next, Sam?
Now, look, we were talking football before. Now, the silverware for the Phoenix is literally going to be within touching distance. It is figuratively right now where they are in the season in the A-League, but it's going to be literally there. We might have heard earlier on that the Premier's plate, that what you win for finishing top of the regular season, it's actually been flown over to New Zealand with the Knicks taking on MacArthur in their final game of the regular A-League season. That's on Saturday night. They hold a one-point lead over Central Coast in the table. The Mariners are playing at the same time against the Jets, so if the Mariners lose and the Knicks win, the gap become, even though the Mariners got a game in hand, the gap becomes too wide and the silverware will be handed over. But even flying that Premier's plate over here is a sign of just how well they're going. That's a reason to get excited. And if you're a Phoenix fan, or even just an impartial sporting fan, if you're free on Wellington on Saturday night, why wouldn't you get along and get a chance to see something as special as that? We get behind the Breakers when they get close to things like that. Obviously, the Warriors get huge momentum for making the top eight. I really hope there's a good crowd on hand to hopefully witness that piece of history, Smithy.
Here's a good one. Am I stupid? What time's that game, please?
7:15.
On Saturday night?
On Saturday night.
Now, if I'm in the Hurricanes office, right, or if I'm in the Wellington Stadium office, am I thinking to myself, should I put the Hurricanes game against the Brumbies on, which is on at 4:35, should I put that on the big screens and attract Wellingtonians to the ground a bit early so they can see two birds with one stone, if you get my drift? Is that a possibility where you put a game of rugby on prior to a game of football, bearing in mind they are both tenants of that stadium? Chance?
There's a correlation and there's a reason to support it. You're not chucking some random thing on. I've been at events where All Black tests have been played prior to, if it's worked out, prior to, it wasn't an NRL game specifically. I can't remember where I was. It might have just been rugby and rugby, perhaps, potentially. But it is... It sounds like, to me, gold. Why not? Turn it into an event so you can encourage fans there early. Perhaps the football fans are so diehard they don't want to see rugby in the round. That would just surprise me, because Wellington sports fans, surely. So you'd want to hitch your wagon to both these sides doing well. Could be a special night for a double header. I love the idea, Smithy. Absolutely love it.
We'll see if it comes to fruition, but it's value for money, isn't it? Charge the same money. Open up your bars a little bit earlier, open up your cafes a little bit earlier, and you get the benefit of no stress getting to the ground, etc., and you can watch both games. And if you're a Wellington sports fan, why wouldn't you want to do that?
I'm sure if you're one of the pubs nearby the stadium, you are doing just that. You're making sure that the Crusaders game's there, ready and accessible, so people can go on high and rush off to the stadium and come back, hopefully celebrating the Wellington double. That'd be amazing. But interesting, though, for the Mariners, they do have a little bit of trouble. Angel Torres, their one of their star strikers, he's been charged with sexual assault and is now being kind of reviewed. He was arrested at a property on Monday in relation to an alleged sexual assault on March 24. So that'll be a distraction for them. And certainly if he's unavailable to play, a very big deal. He was one of the key weapons to take down the Wellington Phoenix and that stoppage time win they had just a few weeks ago against them in Gosford. So watch the space to see how that one plays out.
Will do. Okay, thanks very much for the sports test, Sam. We've got to get across to the bulletin very shortly, and that will be with Ollie Ritchie this morning. Top stuff. It is 10:36.